Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, the friendly neighborhood pothead, and today we are smoking mystery weed again. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, on your Friday at 4:20 to start your weekend off right, baby. That's right. I'm excited to see you. I hope you're excited to be here. Hope you're excited to smoke one. Because why? Because we're talking conspiracy theories today. It's not what you might think, though. Because I started looking up conspiracy theories, and then guess what I found? Randomly weird shit. Surprise, surprise, right? Right. Let's do one more bong hit for this. So this stuff here in the bong is possibly G13 or some variation of. It's some homegrown from one of the guys at the shop. It's pretty awesome. I thought it was a sativa, but it actually ends up, it's probably an indica, which kind of also makes sense because as an indica, it is... For me, indicas act a little differently. They act more like sativas. I end up bouncing off the walls if it's really good for like a good 2 hours, and then I calm down, then I crash. Whereas sativas will just make me kind of like level or feel like, if it, depending on what kind it is. But anyway, this stuff is actually really tasty for a homegrown, really nice. The buds, I ground up the whole thing. It was like maybe about a gram. But the buds were nice and tight. They weren't loose. They weren't leafy. Really well done. Anyway, very impressed. Especially for homegrown. It's really nice. Now, as you can see, again, I'm using the Moose Labs mouthpiece. I think this filter is pretty well done. Last time, I think I told you about it on the podcast, on the show. Basically, it's a mouthpiece so that you can filter out all the crap from the bong. And inside of it is a little puck like this. It's a little circular puck with, like, I don't know, some kind of foam or filter stuff in it. You can see that this one's actually pretty dirty because I've been using it for a few weeks now, or a week, I guess. So it's time to change it out. But yeah, it just pops right in there and you can go to town all you want, and it filters out all the bad stuff from the bong. Gives you more of the flavor than anything else. It's really nice. So I use it because, quite honestly, like I said last time, as I get older, it's harder to take bong hits, and I'm only doing it on the show now. So here we go. Let's do another one because it's fun. And also, why not? Now, that was without the mouthpiece. So if you were watching this, the cloud without the mouthpiece was a little bit bigger. I also didn't have to hold it in. And you can tell, without the mouthpiece, I'm coughing a little bit. It agitates your lungs a little more. So, definitely does something. It cuts out, like I said, it cuts out the cough. But it doesn't cut out the flavor. And it doesn't fuck up your high, either. It's really good for that. The high is comparable with it in or with it out. So, basically, it's like a flavor mouthpiece. Save you some stuff, you know. Got my trusty bottle of water like normal. And yeah, our pre-roll is, I don't know what it is anymore. When I rolled it, I knew, because it was a bunch of stuff I had. I think this one is a mixed joint. Either that or it's purple kush. I'm not too sure. But I pre-rolled it about a week ago, and I was pre-rolling a bunch of stuff, because, I was watching some show, and I decided, well, I watch this, I may as well roll up a bunch of shit that I have, because I need to smoke it. So that's what I'm doing. So mystery weed in the pre-roll. Pre-roll doesn't look great because it's been banged around in that little dupe tube. But we're going to smoke that. And I have a new toy. The Da Vinci, what is this called? Arctic. Da Vinci or Da Vinci? I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's spelt like Da Vinci. it's a new vape battery. The way that it works, if you see it, again, I pay for this stuff. I don't get paid to show you. I just find cool shit, use it, and tell you if it's worth using or not, okay? So this thing, if you like your vape cart batteries to hide your cart and you don't want people to know exactly what you're smoking, this is the deal. It looks like it's a little black box. You grab the bottom. You can pop it out and you put your card in on the side. Comes with like a little magnetic adapter for the, what do you call it? I can't think of it. It's on the back of here. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Carb? No, that's not right. Damn it. I can't think of the name. Oh my God. Yeah, that weed is good. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, you put it on the bottom of your 510 vape cart and then you click it in. you put it back in the case. Forgot what I was doing there. So on the outside, if you pull the pieces apart, you have your cover with your little mouthpiece. You have your interior, which is the battery. The vape cart goes inside. Click, click. Pops in and out just like that. Boom. Okay. Then you slip it in. Bam. Right? Mine's already on, unless it turns off automatically. Yeah, so I have it on. In here is Jungle Fruit by Explore. I'm not really a big vape cart fan, but this battery is pretty awesome because it's hidden, so you can't tell what it is that you're smoking. It could potentially be tobacco, who knows. All you know is that it smells delicious on the exhale. It tastes like, so the cart I'm using is the, sorry, I had a brain fart there. The cart that I'm using is Jungle Fruit by Explore. I was looking for something more berry because every cart that I've got has been more citrusy, and I find that it like tickles the back of my throat quite a bit. So I was looking into, because I don't smoke vape carts that often, I was looking into whether or not like a berry kind of flavor would tickle my throat as much. It doesn't. It's much, much better. It dulls out the taste. The taste isn't quite as sharp. It's really good. Yeah, so I like that one, and Jungle Fruit is definitely more of an indica, because I was smoking that, and I just about passed out watching a movie last night. So there it is. That's what we got. We got Homegrown in the Bong, which may or may not be G13 or some kind of version of that. I don't know what the percentage is, so that's absent this week. What I have in the joint is either a mixture of a bunch of different things that average out to probably about 23 to 28%. Either that or it's Purple Kush at 24%. I can't remember. And I burnt the tip because I burn off the excess paper on the end instead of twisting it. I can't smell it properly. It smells like burnt weed. Kinda. Okay. So that's what we're smoking today. So what I was looking into, I was going to do like this whole sort of thing on conspiracy theories and shit, right? So I started looking up some conspiracy theories. Now, let me just see here. I got to pull it up. So I started looking up, you know, like regular normal conspiracy theory type shit, like just stupid shit, you know? So I found this on businessinsider.com. The ice bucket challenge apparently was like really a satanic ritual. And when it first came out, it started circulating in like 2014, right? I'm reading this from their article, by the way. This is from businessinsider.com. Craziest internet conspiracy theories, 2017. And then it has a bunch of other stuff. I'll put it up on tots420.com so you can actually read through it, because some of these things are really stupid. Like this one. When the Ice Bucket Challenge began circulating on the web in 2014, a number of suspicious theories came with it. Several critics went to YouTube. But, which reminds me, subscribe, like the video, help me out, get it around a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Hoping to reveal the true motivations behind the challenge, with many of them claiming the ALS benefit was a ritual purification cleansing for what would be the largest human sacrifice in history, part of a hidden Illuminati code passed down by Satan himself. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, wait, do I have that? Let me do that again. Jesus, I suck at these things. I need a producer. Okay, you subscribe, like the videos, get me up to some good numbers. What I'll do is I'll hire a producer so that I can just talk stupid shit, smoke some weed, have my hands free, and they can do all this other part because I forget about it. Like the sound effects for something like, you know, oh, I don't know, with many of the claims for this ALS benefit being a ritual purification cleansing for what would be the largest human sacrifice in history, part of, it makes it, they assumed that it was part of a hidden Illuminati code passed down by Satan himself, and we get the ooh. That wasn't the ooh I thought it was. It says ooh, but it's ah. And then we have that one would have fit better. See, I need a producer. But I need viewers. I need numbers. I need people to pay attention to me. So pay attention to me. Make your friends pay attention to me. Dude, that stuff makes you all like stupid. This is going to be fun. All right, so that was the first one I found. And then, that's literally number one, okay? Then I read a couple other things. So then there was this one. This one was from watchmojo.com, /article/top 10 crazy conspiracy theories. The spawn of aliens, redheads. Redheads are the spawn of aliens. Did you know that? I didn't. But this is what they had to say about it. The internet's curiosity about gingers has translated into numerous theories about their origin. And in fact, redheads do differ biologically from their less fiery hair, fair-haired. Oh my God. Justin can't read. I'm going to start that again. Here we go. The internet's curiosity about gingers has translated into numerous theories about their origin. And in fact, redheads do differ biologically from their less fiery-haired counterparts. That's us, the people that are not redheaded, okay? Apparently, they have a different threshold for pain, which means, I assume this means that, like, they can take way more pain, right? Apparently, they have a different threshold for pain. They're more susceptible to certain diseases and are more likely to hate the dentist. Now, I gotta tell you this, okay? I hate the dentist. I'm pretty sure everybody I know hates the dentist. I can put up with a lot of shit, okay? But mouth stuff? No fucking way, all right? I had to have a tooth pulled the other day because back when in my 20s, I had my wisdom teeth removed. And when I had my wisdom teeth removed, they found out that the tooth in front of the wisdom tooth on the right side of my head was the wisdom tooth grew in facing out of my mouth. So they impacted the teeth in front of it into the teeth in front of them. And it made it very tight and not really painful, but weird, right? So this tooth got pulled recently that had been pushed ahead by one of my wisdom teeth. It ended up getting a bunch of decay because I couldn't clean between it because it was so tight with the tooth that had grown in. So it ended up having a bunch of decay. When they checked me recently, they found out that the only thing that was holding it into my head was the infection that had progressed over 10 years or whatever it is. Over 10 years. Okay. So the thing wasn't even attached to the bone anymore. So they're like, we got to pull this tooth. And I was like, fine. Where was I going with this? Dental work. That's right. Wow. I had a brain fart right in the middle of that. Perfect. This is going to go so well. So I obviously don't like dental work, right? But the guy's going in with the needle. Now, when I was a kid, we had a dentist that could give you that needle and like you wouldn't even know it happened. Even if you were looking at it, that's the only way you knew it was in your mouth. Like he was so smooth, so good with it, right? Well, this guy, sat one in there, but he had to go deep because he has to get it by the root, right? So he goes to do the other one. I'm like, dude, hold on, give me a second. No, I'm not a small guy and I'm not very like scared of things generally, you know, unless they're like bugs or reptiles or crazy women. You know, but this thing made me like well up in the eyes because I don't like fucking mouth pain, right? So he puts the thing in. I go, dude, you gotta give me a second. So I have to psych myself up taking the needle in the face, right? So I'm sitting there going like, okay, 10 seconds later, go ahead, hit me. So he hits me again. And then he's like, one more. And I'm like, dude, you gotta give me a second. So I take another second. Be okay with the fact that the pain is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like breathe it into calmness. So dude hits me with the third one. I'm like, all right, good. But I'm like, you know, I'm clenched. I'm like flexing, like if I had a phone or like anything in my hand, I would have broken it. You know, my eyes started welling up. There were tears. I had to wipe them away a little, you know, that's what I don't like mouth pain. So I don't know anybody that likes dental shit. Okay. But if they can take if redheads can take a lot more pain, then why would they hate the dentist? They'd just be like, eh, it's another day, another dollar, whatever. We're just moving on here, you know? Doesn't fucking matter. You know, they probably wouldn't even take the needle. They'd just be like, rip the tooth. Just give her a good yank and go, you know? That's all I'm saying. Then there's obviously, so this isn't on here, but like, think about it. You have, what about, like, oh, they take your tooth out. Well, they've now implanted you with some kind of tracking device and like, they have mind control. Dude, I have an implanted defibrillator. Do you understand the level of fucking conspiracy theory that goes into the thought of that? Like that in you? Think about that for a second. You have a battery, okay? That you have like a mini recorder. It literally records your heartbeat, heart rate, and anything to do with your heart, okay? It then transmits that to a computer that reads it all out, and doctors can look at it and go, oh, yeah, okay, whatever, we're good. Or, oh, we need to do some stuff here, right? That is potentially fucking hackable. Can people turn me, like, I mean, I know it's not mind control, but, like, somebody could potentially, okay? Like, you ever seen Big Bang Theory? You know when the episode when they're turning on their lights, other people's lights, like, and the, or sorry, they figure out a remote way to turn on their light from the computer, and then these dudes out in, like, you know, in different parts of the States and, like, different places in Europe start turning their lights on and off, and then, you know, controlling the remote control cars and stuff. Like, can't they do that with my defibrillator? So wouldn't that mean that they could make my heart rate go faster, slower? They could give me a shock? Because it's a pacemaker defibrillator. So the pacemaker part of it will, like, pace your heart, right? Or slow the beat down or speed the beat up, okay? Mostly speed the beat up, right? If you want it to, or maintain a beat. But then you have the defibrillator part, which is like having paddles inside of you, okay? If you see an x-ray of me, there is wires that are, there's a thing, it's right here, which also I thought about maybe like getting a tattoo of a shirt pocket. Because the scar is right on my upper left chest. Excuse me, right under my shoulder blade. Or sorry, my shoulder, right? And like, it looks like a pocket. It's like there's a little cigarette pack in there that's solid, right? And then the wires are wound up behind the muscle that lays on your chest. And then they go up across, I think, behind your shoulder blade. Or, but sorry, behind your clavicle, right? And then they go into your artery and then down. So if you see an x-ray, you see that sitting on the left side of me. And then you see these two wires dangling down to the center of my chest. It is the coolest shit ever. I've been trying to get one, but every time I go for a doctor visit, I forget to ask. So I gotta remember, because I think I'm going in 2 weeks. So I gotta remember to see if I can get a copy of that x-ray. I'll put it up here. It's fucking cool as shit. I'm bionic, baby. But as soon as I got that, the first question I had was like, can't people fucking control you with your smartphone? They don't even have an app that can read it yet. But I'm thinking, like, magnets shut it down. So that's no bueno, right? But you could, if somebody is smart enough, they could hack one of those and, like, just drop people all along the street. Like, that is terrifying. And if they could, they could even potentially figure out a way to, like, control you. I guess with, like, the shocks, they could control you, right? Because, like, you do something. Oh, can't do that now. Oh, I got to do this. Or, oh. Or maybe, like, you get blackmailed into, like, you gotta murder this dude, or I'm gonna shock you to death. Thanks, man. Great. I know I'm bionic, but it's not that kind of bionic. So, yeah. So, I'm pretty familiar with, you know, the conspiracy theories here and there. All right. So, redheads, apparently, they hate the dentist, but they can withstand way more pain than regular people. They are not human. They are the spawn of aliens. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I've known redheads. I don't feel like they're alien people. I feel like they're people people. All right. The next one, obviously, okay, so like beware, speaking of aliens, right? The one that I find the dumbest, I have to be honest about this, is the idea of like reptilian overlords. I don't think that we have reptilian politicians. I don't think that there are people in power that are reptiles. I think that based on the theory being that these reptiles are shape-shifting and, like, they eat people and they're anywhere from, like, 5 feet to 12 feet tall, like, at this point, they would have taken over the fucking planet, you know? Like, what reason could they possibly have to keep us around? Like, if they're trying to control us, why? What are we doing for them? It doesn't seem like we're doing very much of anything, you know? If you just take our, like, daily life, we're supporting the government and money, sure. But, like, if there is a universal or, like, intergalactic, what do you call it? I don't even know what you call it anymore. Like, presidency or, like, whatever, you know? If there's a political agenda that it is an intergalactic political agenda that reaches out to different habitable planets that we are not being told about or don't know about or any of that bullshit, right? Don't you think that at this point the reptilians would have been like, look, man, we've been here since, like, fucking, we let that dude Jesus run around, and then we built these fucking pyramids for these people, and, like, they're just fucking off on us. Like, all we're doing is making money. What are we funding? We're taking in goats and trying to turn them into, like, half pig, half goat? Why? What are we doing here? Like, really, we're just farming. That's what we're doing. I don't think that that would be the purpose of a reptilian race. I feel like keeping, like, we would be mining coal. You know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't have jobs like selling books and fucking working in TV and doing whatever it is we do. We'd be, like, drilling for minerals. Everybody, if they were trying to enslave us. No? You know, I don't know. That's just my take on that. So I think that's really stupid. But then, so you go from, okay, reptiles, great. They run the planet and all, and, like, redheads are fucking aliens and all this shit. And then you go and you look up and, like, oh, yeah, the ice bucket challenge being satanic. How is that a fucking cleansing, okay? How are you, like, why would Satan, wouldn't he want you to pour scalding something on you? Why would he want frozen water? Like, what? Frozen water is good for you. Fire, not so much. Boiling water, again, not so much. If you wanted a mass death from a ice bucket or, like, whatever, what do you call it? Oh shit, I can't, hang on, it's in here. What is it called? A donate, oh, benefit, Jesus. Like, oh my God, to raise awareness, if you're gonna do that and you want mass death, you're gonna, like, oh, I did the challenge. I'm melting, you know? Oh, I survived the melt, baby. I don't know. That just seems like, that seems like the way that would go for me is not ice water. I feel like that would be not, no, you know, what's the point? Just like what it was. What is the point? I never got that. I'm all for, like, supporting causes and helping out charitably. But, like, how does that help? Pouring water on your head. You know, why don't you pour water on your head while you're making the payment on TV? Make the payment, take the water, lose the tablet phone or whatever's in your hand because it's soaked. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just my take on it. But then you get to, okay, apparently there were so many shark attacks one year in, I think it was Egypt, actually, that the public started this conspiracy theory that Israel had dumped off suitcases full of spy sharks. That's right. You heard that correct. People were getting eaten on their beaches by jaws. And instead of being like, oh shit, something different has changed to the pattern of movement of these animals or man or fish, whatever they are, okay? Sharks. That not, we don't equate it with fucked up things happening in the environment or changes in the environment. It has to be somebody dropping off a suitcase full of sharks that are going to slowly eat our population. And how would that be an end result of it? How does that help? You know, like how does that help? So here's the story, because I did look into this, because I can't, how do you not look into that? You know what I'm saying? It's asinine to think that you're not going to look into spy sharks, okay, and killer dolphins. That's right, there's more, okay? So here, the Israeli government has a pack of, this is what the conspiracy theory was, that the Israeli government had a pack of evil GPS-equipped sharks that they use against their enemies. That's right. After a series of shark attacks off the coast of Egypt in 2010, a South Sinai official blamed Israel's government. From there, theories spread online. Israel was accused of possessing a fleet of killer arrow-armed spy dolphins and a pack of sharks equipped with GPS systems that were sent to Egypt with an evil master plan to eat a bunch of people and somehow take over. Yep, that's right. There are fucking articles on that shit, okay? There was a news story, as I had to verify it, because the first one that came up was satirical, and you start reading it, and you're like, holy shit, is this real? People actually think this shit? And then you get halfway through and you're like, there is no way this is real. So I stopped reading it went all the way to the bottom of the article. Sure enough, it was a satirical like play on the fact that they had to put out a whole news release explaining to people that, listen, nobody's dropping off suitcases of killer sharks to like, you know, spy sharks or whatever the fuck they're called. They're not, that's not happening. Okay. And it did, but it was a thing. People actually legitimately thought that for a while. Now the dolphins, notice how I don't say anything about the dolphins, because in actual fact, that happened.
Can I get there? Israeli dolphin, Palestinian Hamas, ba-ba-da-ba-da. Where is it? Okay, hold on a sec. I just have to...
So, apparently, I think, again, this was, like, in Egypt, maybe? Hang on, I'll pull it up. Okay, so this is from, I don't know, the Express, whatever that is. Express.co.uk. So, Israeli spy dolphins equipped with killer arrows captured by Palestinian militants. Now, I understand what's going on over there now. This has nothing to do with that, and I'm not fucking saying shit about what's going on because I don't honestly know enough. All I know is that that level of fucking violence is... Wow. I have no words, and I hope that, you know, something changes for the better very soon. So, okay, in this story, which has nothing to do with what's going on now, all right? Palestinian militants apparently captured a dolphin. This is old too. This is in 2015. So Palestinian militants have captured a dolphin equipped with killer arrows that was conducting a spy mission for the Israeli government, according to reports. It was apparently spotted performing suspicious movements off the Gaza coast by Hamas operatives. They claimed it was carrying a device that could fire arrows at humans, video cameras, and other espionage equipment. They strapped all that shit to a fucking dolphin, dude. And they're not the only ones that do this. Apparently, the U.S. does it too. And they do it with dolphins in California, off the coast of California, and I think sea lions or Californian sea lions. I don't know if that's a thing, but like, if I remember that correctly, what they do is they teach them how to find mines. I don't know if they like find the mine and blow up. Probably not. I feel like there would people have a problem with that. I think they find the mine so that they can go and like avoid it or whatever. But yeah, it's a real thing, training fucking animals to, I guess, be weapons. Because now that you know that there's a fucking dolphin, okay, and sharks that have potentially been, you know, put out to go like to... as a sign of war, all right? Maybe not the sharks, but the dolphins. The dolphins are a real thing, okay? So there's other times, because now I started thinking like, well, what other shit could there possibly be out there? Or how many different instances are there of weaponized animals? That's my question. How many times? Why? Okay. What is happening? Let's take a bong hit because I can't fathom the idea of using animals as weapons. Man, without that mouthpiece, it's way harsher. But yeah, I can't believe I... excuse me. Maybe it's a little water I need. Okay. Oh. Yeah. No, I just can't believe that people have actually tried to, or like militaries, I guess, have tried to actually weaponize fucking animals. That's crazy to me. I mean, dolphins going into spy. How about rat bombs? You know when that happened? 1941. I guess it was really shitty in England. This is from crack.com. 7 insane military attempts to weaponize animals. That's right. The English were trying to figure out a way to, like, you know, get back, like, fight off the Germans. And basically what they decided a good idea was to take dead rats and put bombs up their butts. and then put them in their shipments of coal so that when they threw the coal, hoping that they didn't notice the rat was there, that they threw the coal into the furnace, the rat would, right? And then, bam, everybody would blow up. Well, it didn't work because the Germans found out about it and they checked the very first load that they were going to attempt to do this with and caught the rats. Like, we as people, like individuals, right? We're fucked. Like, the shit that we think of to, realistically, I know it's not everybody, don't get me wrong, but like the murderous shit that people can think of is insane to me. Like, I know you're at war and I know you have to come up with creative ways to do things, but like that shit is fucking traumatizing. And if that idea gets into like the wrong hands, how do you know, like somebody in New York, you know how many rats there are, dude? You put a couple rat bombs in there. It's like the Joker. You know what? That's like a good, maybe like plot point or like move for Batman, you know, him and the Joker, and the Joker's got nothing but the sewers lined with fucking dead rat bombs, you know, that'd be fucked up. And then next thing you know, Batman's got bat bombs, but they're not what you think. They're actual bats. That's right. So apparently, at some point, birds and bats were used as weapons. An American dental surgeon named Lyle S. Adams tried to come up with a way to bring Japan to its knees for like revenge for Pearl Harbor. So he figured what they would do is instead of birds, they would use bats, millions of them. And each bat would have a small incendiary charge attached to their leg. They'd be packed into a bomb casing and then dropped over the target. As it hit the right altitude, the bomb then would like break apart and the bats would be released. And then the bats, the idea was that the bats would find a dark like place to sleep or hide, and they would go into buildings. And then they could blow up huge buildings. They tried that. I don't know if it actually ended up working. Oh, the result. Here we go. Initial results were promising. Can you believe it? They did a large-scale test that involved a considerable, or that they considered to be quite successful. Unfortunately, the military pulled the plug on the project once they made the atomic bomb. Yeah, so now, then they... Yeah. Also, cat bombs. Dude, we are obsessed with blowing shit up. Okay? World War II was the golden age of the dive bomber. Dive bombers were especially used to attack high-value targets such as ships. But even experienced pilots in state-of-the-art planes could sometimes miss. So how could they improve it? Well, cats. That's right. That's what this article starts off saying. According to the book, A Higher Form of Killing, this was like a project of Strategic Services, the forerunner to the Central Intelligence Agency. The idea was that cats hated water so much that if you dropped a cat bomb in the general vicinity of a ship, the cat would instinctively guide the bomb to the deck below in order to avoid getting wet. The bombs were 500 pounds. The cats were 10 pounds. Yeah, they couldn't figure out, like, why? Oh, my God. It was actually a concept. It never got past testing. Because the cats were knocked out when plunging towards the earth at terminal velocity strapped to a bomb. Dude, I'm telling you, what are we thinking here? Oh, fuck. I mean, it's like, don't get me wrong, it's sad for the cat, but like, think of the stupidity behind the idea. Seriously, hey, this cat can move this bomb. Are you fucking for real here? Anti-tank dogs. Now, this one's kind of sad, but it's also like, it shows you how stupid we are too as humans, you know? So what they did back in 1941, I guess England... Russia, being invaded by the Germans, they needed to find a way to stop tanks rolling through their cities. So what they did was they would train dogs, or they would strap meat to the bottom of their tanks and train the dogs to find the meat. And then before they would send them out, like, roaming around for tanks, okay, they would starve them for, like, a day or something like that, and then they would let them go. And then as soon as they saw a tank, they would think, oh, food, okay? And then they got a few tanks, but they also blew up their own tanks because dogs, hungry, see a tank, eat a tank, blow up a tank, blow up people, blow up things we need, you know? I don't know. That one, it's also sad because they're dogs, man. They're your best buddies. There were anti-mine monkeys. So apparently, the U.S. was fighting in Iraq, and Morocco was willing to help out, so they were going to support the U.S.-led effort in Iraq, and in 2003, they offered to contribute their most precious non-hash resource to the cause, monkeys. The monkeys were trained to detect landmines, and yeah, so they would unleash monkeys to find landmines, and right, the U.S. declined, obviously. Just think about it, you know, a bunch of fucking monkeys chucking shit everywhere and then exploding. Come on, you know, it's like giving rice to pigeons. Apparently is that a conspiracy theory? I can't remember. That has been going around so long that, like, I can't remember if it's real or not. I feel like it isn't, but I don't know. It could be. Yeah. They also trained, so I think this was the U.S. They trained whales, killer whales, to deliver nuclear payloads. Yeah. Like, that's, so they never obviously, like, did it because it's nuclear, right? But, like, they were training orcas to take, if nuclear war ever broke out, to take nukes and blow shit up. Again, I know that, like, a lot of, sometimes, like, I focus a lot, I guess, on, like, how fucked up we think sometimes. But we are fucking weird, okay? You go to war, like, if you know about Genghis Khan, the tactics that he had would blow your mind, okay? This dude, huh, he was ruthless. But, like, we don't live in that same time period, but we still do things, some things, like we are, you know? And it baffles me that even though we all have these, like, differing opinions and, you know, we don't all always see eye to eye and shit. And I understand that. And I understand, like, everybody should have their own view, right? And everybody should have their own opinion, but everybody should also be, like, willing to learn and listen and, you know, build a healthy community. We shouldn't be sending monkeys to chuck shit at landmines. We shouldn't be sending fucking, you know, dolphins with laser sights and GPS systems and arrows out through the fucking waters. Like, we should all find a way to respect each other, help each other, and do what's right for the collective good. And it never ceases to amaze me how off the board we can go just because we think somebody is out to get us. Okay? We'll subject animals to our own insanity if we think that it's going to benefit our, you know, longevity. Instead of finding a way to coexist with that thing and build longevity in, like, a mutual respect, right? No, we gotta go cut off fingers and blow shit up. I'm not really down with it, as much fun as it is to blow shit up and shoot at stuff. But what I'm saying is, you know what? I never smoked the pre-roll. Wow, the bong hits were enough, I guess, this week. But yeah, conspiracy theories are fun, and they'll take you down a crazy path. And it's fine to find out, it's fun to find out that some of this shit actually did happen. Like, there are fucking, you know, dolphins that go and seek out landmines. They and sea lions that are trained to do that too. But at the same time, like, why can't we all just get along, man? I wish we could all just fucking get along. That'd be great. Instead, we have to come up with these asinine theories as to ways people are keeping us down and how that, like, isn't that one of the biggest, like, the weirdest things? Has anybody ever thought about the idea that the concept of lizard people controlling humans in a governmental position, right, to benefit their race, which makes no sense because it's been over thousands of years. Like, you were already sent here and now, and like, you still can't do something about it? You're just stuck? Like, I don't understand that thing, you know? So, like, when you look at all this stuff, like, it's just a way for you to think, or whoever it is that thinks these things, like, to assign blame to somebody, to someone other than yourself, you know? I don't know. It comes back to, like, a whole mental, you know, fortitude thing with me. I feel like if you feel like there's other shit impacting you in weird ways, like, some of it, sure, is happening, but, or it can happen, but, like, we overdo it. You know what I mean? Like, let's try to keep our heads on straight. Let's try to get along. Let's try to just have a good time and try to progress together. Let's not always fucking war it out and come up with some asinine reason why, you know, people are getting eaten in the ocean. It's because there's things in the ocean that eat people and you're there and it's theirs. Like, that's it. Those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope you come back next week with me, Justin Peroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, on Thoughts Off the Stem on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Good Pods, Pod Chaser, Pandora, anywhere you get a podcast. It's out there, baby. Don't forget to check out tots420.com and subscribe, like, pass it around, help me out so I can get a producer so I don't always have to be looking at my computer to be figuring out what button to fucking push next, even though I don't hit that many in an episode. I smoke a lot of weed. So until next time, keep your lids low, baby.